You are listening to a Fox Sports Radio New Jersey special. Jack Thomas and Michael Cohen are picking all the NFL games. Let's take a listen in as Mike and Jack have the lowdown and all the analysis you need to get ready for your football weekend. And we are back, folks. It is the Football Gurus. That's us.
Wow. Week one was quite interesting.
It was. Jack Thomas, Michael Cohen here with you. So, Jack, you won 9 out of 16 this past week. I took 10 out of 16. That makes I'm a game better. I know.
Okay, week one. Let's start it off with Togate.
Togate.
You know, the KC game, that was a Togate.
That's true.
No, there were a lot of interesting games for week one.
Yes.
The Giants.
One of them was not the Jets.
Oh, I was going to say, the Giants prove what they are, that they can't win against anybody.
They're bad.
No, I mean, it went exactly like I thought it would go and everything. A lot of injuries. That's scary. And, hey, those people who bet against Aaron Rodgers, you lost. He made it through the whole game. Ha-ha!
Jets defense didn't make it through the whole game. It's another story.
All right, well,
before we move on to week two.
Into the meat and guts of it all.
Yes. I got to admit something to you. I was wrong. I was dead wrong about a certain football team that plays in Texas.
You mean the five-time champs? You mean the America's team? You mean the ones who went into Cleveland and said, I'm going to spank you, dog?
I was actually talking about the Texans. No, yes. Your Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
1-0 over the beating up the Cleveland Browns.
5 sacks. Yes. 2 interceptions. Yeah, I mean, it was very strange because it really wasn't an offensive game by the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that they found all the right check marks the game.
Well,
and let's, as long as we're talking about my team, let's talk a little bit about your Jets.
Oh, boy.
No. Are you proud of your Jets?
No. I was going to be honest. This is called the honesty show right now. Seriously, I mean, I thought the offense played fairly well. I mean, look, he's rusty because he hasn't played in over almost 2 years.
Right.
Okay, so you got that. He's not as mobile, 40 years old, off the Achilles. But his arm looks great. He threw some lasers around the field. Their offense, I think, will be fine, but their defense is really – the Jet defense is really bad.
It started off good, but, yeah, fell apart real quick.
Yeah.
That would be a good way to sum it up.
Yeah. I mean, you could sit there and say glass half full. Oh, well, they held them to 6 field goals. Yeah, well, you know, they also gave up 146 yards on the ground. So, you know, there's that too.
All right, well, like I said, Mike, congratulations on winning week one. Anyway, so tonight – no, there's no game on Friday night. Oh,
no Friday night football.
Oh, I was looking forward because Philadelphia's game last weekend in Brazil was really exciting.
It was, especially for Giant fans to watch their old running back score three touchdowns.
3 touchdowns.
3 for Saquon.
Yeah. I mean, and just the experience of being in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was still expecting someone to kick it like a soccer ball, but, you know, they didn't.
It's like that commercial with Mahomes where the guy has like a soccer football.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like that.
All right, so let's get into it. Sunday afternoon, Raiders versus Ravens. I don't like this game one way or another just because of the line.
Yeah, the line is ridiculous. -9.5 for Baltimore. I mean, how many times early in the year, over the years, did the Ravens have that stinker at home? I mean, I could almost see that happening.
Right.
I
mean, it's just, here's my thing. We're going on lines.
Yeah.
You know, point. I have to go with the Raiders because I don't think the Ravens are going to cover it. The 9.5.
That's fair.
You know, I still expect the Ravens to win. Don't get me wrong. But not by 9.5.
Yeah.
That's a little high.
I think I'm going to join you. I'm going to go with the Raiders as well, covering the points. I mean, it'll be a close game. Ravens will still win, but it's not going to be a walk in the park for them.
All right, the second game of the week. My Cowboys are 6.5-point underdogs to the Saints?
Favorites
to the Saints. All right, I got to take my boys. The way they played last week, I can see them being still dominant.
Yeah, look, Saints put up 47 points, but who was it against? It was against the worst team in football, Carolina. They will not have success that kind of success this week against Dallas. Dak Prescott, who is now a multi-million-dollar man right now, thanks to his new contract. Boy, Jerry Jones just dishing out contracts like it's Pez right now.
CD Lamb. Well, at the beginning of last week, then Dak right before the game started.
Somewhere Mark McCarthy saying, hey, what about me?
I'm saying the same thing. Can you adopt me, please?
Yes, I'm going to go. I agree with you. Cowboys are going to take out the Saints. Will be a high-scoring affair.
Like I said, a lot of my picks this week are going to be based on the line, not on who the better team is.
Okay.
You got to play that. All right, next game up. San Diego Chargers versus those Carolina Panthers who you were talking about. Yeah.
Chargers. All Chargers all day. I think that Herbert's going to have a monster day. And Harbaugh is going to have a great day coaching. And also that defense is going to key on Bryce Young, who's really struggling right now for Carolina.
Again, that's only a touchdown, so that's doable. 6.5, sorry.
I'm surprised that's not 13.5 right now. I'll be honest with you.
All right, next up, the Indianapolis Colts versus the Packers.
This is a tough spot because the Packers, no love, no Jordan Love.
No love?
There's no love for love.
No love for Packers, eh?
No love for the Packers and no love for me. So I'm going to take the Colts in this game straight up. I know they're getting the points, but I like the Colts in this game.
Well, that's it. We don't know what's going to happen, how the backup quarterback is going to hang in. The other odd thing is, I'm sure you saw this, Mike, they're not putting Love on the injured reserve.
He's out for 3 to 6 weeks. They're saying he could be back sooner. But,
right, but they don't want to put him out there, which I thought was strange because you're losing a roster spot.
True.
But, maybe this is their rebuilding year. Okay, ready? 49ers off of a romping on Monday night versus some team from New York, and it wasn't the Giants, taking on the Vikings. And they're favored by, a touchdown, 6.5. What do you think?
I'll take the 49ers. Even Nick Bosa says that, hey, we're playing a better team than last week in mention of Vikings. No, you're not. So the 49ers are going to take care of the Vikings this week on the road.
Now, the big thing is McCaffrey back? Is he at full strength?
It sounds like he's going to be out for a very long time with this Achilles tendonitis.
That's a shame. He's one of the best running backs around.
But this guy who ran this Jordan Mason looked like Marshawn Lynch last week.
Hey, like I said, it's a great time for them to experiment.
Yes.
And, God forbid, if he's going to be injured, I'd rather him injured at the beginning of the season than in the middle of the season or towards the end when you're making your strides for the playoffs.
True.
All right. Seahawks and the surprising New England Patriots. Yeah. Well, I did not believe that game last weekend for the Patriots.
Who are you taking?
I'm going with the Patriots.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to go Patriots, too, because Seattle on the road, East Coast, early game, not a good spot. I agree. I'm taking the Patriots.
Yeah, I can't believe
we're doing this.
The Patriots surprised a lot of people last week. I mean, at one point when I tuned in and it was 16-0, I was like, huh? What? Where'd this one come from?
Something's going on when they were in Cincinnati.
Yeah, no. So, they were hiding it very well. Well, time will tell. Buccaneers versus Lions. What a heartbreaker last week in that Detroit Rams game, huh?
If you're a Rams fan, it was heartbreaking, absolutely.
Yeah,
it was a hell of a game.
Yeah, no, it was a great played game. It was the revenge of the Lions, as I would call it, to win again. But this line, that's what's scaring me. This line is 7.5.
I know. I not only is that line bad, I like the Buccaneers straight up to win this game. I'm taking the Bucs.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield's been playing great.
Yeah.
This defense under Todd Bowles has been amazing since last year. I think the Bucs are in for a big year. I think they go on the road and win.
Okay.
I
agree with you, Buccaneers.
Okay.
But again, a lot of that is going to be because of the line.
Mm.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if this is a field goal game.
Ooh,
all right, the next game. Do we have to really pick any winner? I'm trying to be nice about this, but this game is why? And it's going to be, if I'm not mistaken, it's probably, it's a 4 o'clock game, so you know what that means? It's probably going to be the game of the week.
Which one are we talking about?
The Giants versus the Commanders.
Oh, it's actually a 1 o'clock game.
1 o'clock game?
Yeah.
Oh.
Should be at 8 o'clock in the morning, but that's just my...
Wow, all right, well, Giants versus the Commanders, and hey, look who's their favorite in this game.
Well, Commanders are favorite.
Yeah, by 2.5. Yeah, exactly.
I'll take Washington because Jaden Daniels looks good, and Daniel Jones just looks lost. That's just me. I don't know.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but let's go Big Blue.
Whoa! Ladies and gentlemen, a Cowboy fan actually picked the Giants. Maybe it's because of his hatred of Washington as written over the years. I don't know.
No, it's just somebody's got to win this game.
Yeah.
So somebody is going to win. Somebody in the Big East is going to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give it one to the Giants because that's probably all they'll win all year. And also, the other thing is this weekend, I got my man Billy Taylor coming back, former New York Giant running back. And
trying to butter him up a little bit.
Well, yeah, because every time he hears that I'm a Cowboy fan, he ribs me.
Yeah.
So I figured if I say Giants are going to win, you know, he'll be nice to me this weekend.
Might give you an autograph this time.
Well, that's fine. No, Billy is the greatest and everything. All right. The Jets versus the Titans. Yeah. That sound you're hearing is Mike's commentary on what's going on.
Yeah.
Mike?
Well,
Mike,
I will take the Jets to win this game, get back to 500. It's going to be a lot closer than people think. That 4 points is kind of hanging out there, but I will take the Jets to win. It will be ugly. It will make a lot of Jet fans go, "What the heck's going on out here?" But they will win somehow.
Wow.
Some way.
Well, just because of the points and because of how those two teams are, I'm going with the Titans.
I don't blame you.
I got to, you know, we got to be a little competitive.
I don't blame you.
All right. I was impressed with Cleveland versus the Jaguars. It's only indirectly like a field goal game. Cleveland, hey, they just came up against a better team. But you know what I love about Cleveland? The dog pound. Their fans, even when they were getting slayed by the Cowboys, they were still into the game.
I thought you were going to say the music, because Cleveland, you know,
rock. Well, that too. But what's your thoughts on Browns versus Jaguars?
My thoughts about Browns.
Jaguars.
The Deshaun Watson situation is getting very weird. Not only is he playing poorly, now there's more accusations on that he's dealing with. That's off-the-field stuff.
Right.
The on-field stuff is he just looked lost. We'll see what happens this week against Jacksonville.
Well,
I think
again,
this is a tough spot. This is a tough spot,
you know,
going
well,
down
this
here.
Is it. You really can't tell from last week's game because the Dallas defense is a dominant defense.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
No, it has been for years.
Right.
The man didn't have a chance to even stay in the pocket. Basically, he would get the ball, and he had to throw it right away. Otherwise, he had two defenders coming in from both sides to say, "Hi, how you doing, son?"
He went from dealing with Micah Parsons last week. Now he's got to deal with Josh Allen, the other Josh Allen
right.
for the Jaguars.
Yeah,
so that's
the thing. If I feel that Deshaun Watson, like you said, the off-field is the off-field. Doesn't deal with what type of football player he is.
Right.
But if he can get more time in the pocket, if he could get defense to, like, play defense for him, you know.
His offensive line.
Then maybe he'll prove something. But with this game, I'll be brave. I'll go to the Browns.
All right. I'm going to go with the Jaguars. I think a little bit too much. Again, I think the Browns are a bad football team right now. I like the Jaguars. It was a tough loss that they took. The guy was in the end zone. He fumbled the ball. How do you do that? He fumbled it forward.
Fumbleski.
Oh, my goodness. The Jaguars are going to win this one this week.
All right. So, now, can you tell me from your observation,
sure,
why are the point spreads on this next game so low? The Rams versus the Cardinals, with the Cardinals as a 1.5-point favorite. Unless my paper is wrong.
It says one for me.
Okay. But still.
What the?
What? Yeah, I mean, this is the Rams, you know? I mean, granted, it's two great quarterbacks, Stafford versus Murray.
Murray's a good quarterback. I wouldn't call him a great quarterback.
Right,
he's pretty
but still,
good, but yeah.
They can throw the ball. You know, they're not going to be doing 2- and 5-yard passes. They can throw it down the field. You know, the Rams, you got Cup. Okay, yes, the Rams lost their other wide receiver.
Pukenichua, yeah.
He's on injury reserve,
future,
so
yeah.
Out for the season and everything. But still, why? You said one, I say 1.5. Why so low?
The only thing I can think of is the fact that the Cardinals played well against Buffalo last week and had a lead, and that the Rams' defense is kind of young. That's the only thing I can think of. But, yeah, I mean, Kyler Murray is going to present a problem for them, but you got Matthew Stafford on the other
right.
side. I don't see that. I've taken the Rams.
Yeah, going with the Rams, and I think they're going to blow away the point spread.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Bengals versus the KC Chiefs. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. That's the game.
You know, that's how many playoff series have been played there already.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it as 7 instead of 6.5, okay?
Sure.
See, this is another one that I have to – I'm worried about the line more than the team that I think is going to win.
Sure.
I think it's going to be the Chiefs to win the game.
Okay.
But do I think it's going to be by, say, 6.5, 7? I don't think so.
You're taking Cincinnati.
Just because of the points, I think they're going to keep it close. I think they're going to surprise people. But
okay.
You're shaking your head a little bit, so I think you're thinking opposite of me.
A little bit.
All
right,
why?
Right now, everyone's doubting the Bengals because of what happened last week, right, against the Patriots. And everyone's like, oh, maybe Joe Burrow's not well. You know, he's had a hard time holding a water bottle, you know, let alone a football. What's going on?
Wow.
So everyone's having this freak out on the Bengals. They're going to walk into Kansas City. a team that they have beaten once and given a hard time to once in the championship game, you know, in consecutive years, and they're going to come out of there with a victory. So I'm going to take not only the point spread because it's a little bit much, but I think the Bengals win outright.
All right.
There you go.
All right. I like your thoughts. All right, we're coming around. Ooh, the curtain is back, and it was in Steelerland last week. And they'll be taking on the Denver Broncos in Denver Mile High. First and foremost,
yes.
Do you buy into that whole thing about, well, it's Mile High, the conditions are totally different and everything? No.
If it was the 90s, yes, but it's not the 90s anymore.
Exactly. These players are conditioned.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they have all, they start even during the offseason and everything. All right, so what are you thinking? Steelers are 3.5 favorites over the Broncos. Is it straight up Steelers?
It depends on who's under center to me. I mean, if it's Justin Fields or if it's Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson would be more like a revenge game. Justin Fields is looked okay. They kicked 6 field goals last week. I'm going to take Denver with that 3 points at home, taking Denver.
Okay, I'll take the Steelers. All right. The Bears versus the Texans. Just because of a line of 6.5, I'm taking the Texans.
Yeah, I'm going to.
The Bears are, you know, there. Yeah.
The Bears are there, but they're not there. They're not the Texans.
Bears aren't growlers right now. They're like little bearettes.
The Cubs.
They're Cubs. There you go.
Chicago Cubs.
There you go.
We're actually playing. We were playing well until recently. But the Houston. I agree. I'm taking the Texans with the points. Better team, more experienced, better quarterback. Texans.
All right. And next, Monday Night Football. This is Howard Cosell here, live from Eagle Stadium. Fly, baby, fly. Will they fly over the Atlanta Falcons?
Well, I think that the Eagles with Saquon Barkley are going to be soaring past the Atlanta Falcons, and I like the points for the Atlanta for Philadelphia weather as well.
Again, you heard how I started off this little segment about the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, flies. I'm going all the way with the Eagles. I know. I pick people in my division to win games. I shouldn't be doing that, but, you know.
You're being unbiased.
Exactly.
You're being fair.
So far.
Yes.
You know.
Until week six.
Week 17 and 18, when I actually need wins from these teams, yeah, I'll say, you can lose. Well, again,
unless the Cowboys are sitting there, you know, 4-13 and. Okay, I'll just
be quiet.
What
do you think that we are, the Jets?
No.
Well, hey, this wraps up week 2 predictions. Like I said, I'm hoping I'll go 9 again out of 16, and Mike will go 8 out of 16. This way we're tied. So, hey, everybody, I hope you enjoy your weekend of football. Go Cowboys. You can say it. Go Jets.
I'm not going to say that. But enjoy week 2. I will say that.